We're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." As I was praying this morning real early and praying tonight, this evening, I was thinking about where to go. The Lord had kind of given me a thought, and I was trying to think of a scripture seeking the Lord about scripture, and He dealt with me on this scripture here, and said, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And if the Lord helped me, I'd like to preach just for a little while on the experience in God. I was testifying at church here a while back about something, and the Lord got the blessing of me and anointing me, and I got to testifying about having an experience. And since then, the Lord's been dealing with me on really getting a hold of God, on really having an experience in God, on really getting deep into God. The Lord's been dealing with me on that several weeks now. I didn't know I was going to preach it here. I had no idea of that. But I'd like to talk to you for just a little while, having an experience in God. Too many times I believe that we go about in our daily life and we go about in our church life and we forget about getting in into the service and we don't have an experience in God like we should. There's many reasons why we should have one. Number one, for our own selves, because if we don't have any experience in God, what good is ours? We don't really have anything at all. If you don't have the experience of salvation, you have nothing at all. If you don't have the experience of sanctification, you're lacking there. If you don't have the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're lacking there also. If we don't have an experience in God, our life is tremendously lacking personally, just for our own selves. It is important that we have an experience in God, an experience that goes deeper than just coming to church and sitting on a pew, an experience that goes deeper than just saying, "Now I lay me down to sleep," an experience that really grasps a hold to God, it really shakes the foundations of heaven, an experience that changes your heart, that makes you where you're never the same again, an experience with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what's needed in this day and hour. We must have an experience with an almighty God. It will change our lives. It'll make us something we never thought we could ever be. I can tell you because of my own experience with the blood of Jesus Christ, that it will change your life. It will take you and make you something to make you into something you never dreamed you could ever be. It will take you and change you from the hard thing of sin you once was and make you into something brand new. It can take you and change your life forever. An experience with God, one experience can change an entire life. One experience can do multitudes of a difference. What an amazing thing it is. What an amazing thing it is to have an experience in God. Something that the Lord dealt with me on was we need to have experience for ourselves, and we need to also have experience for ourselves because of others out there. We need to have one for ourselves, excuse me. We need to have an experience in God for our own selves. But we need to have an experience in God also for those that's out there in the world. Too many times I feel like that we go out there and go out into the world and we're wanting to tell somebody about the Lord, and that's great. That's good. I'm all for that. I think we don't do enough of it. We need to do more of it. But too many times we get out there and sometimes we start talking about something we don't even know nothing about. Sometimes we get into conversations. We have no idea what we're talking about. And it's not the fact that we haven't seen it. It's not the fact that we haven't been around it. But it's more so the fact that we have never experienced it for our own selves. If you haven't experienced something for your own self, there's no way you can tell somebody else about it. I can't tell you how to get saved if I've never been saved. I can't tell you how to be sanctified or filled with the Holy Ghost if I have never experienced for my own self. And young people, if we don't know what it's like to get a hold of God, how can we tell somebody how to do it? If we don't know what it's like to get alone at home and get in an altar that you built on your own somewhere, be it in a closet, be it in a room, be it in the woods somewhere, how can we tell someone how to get a hold of God if we don't know how to do it our own selves? If our experience don't go any deeper than getting in here and shouting at youth camp and at camp meeting, if that's the depth of our experience, we have a shallow experience. How can we help ourselves and how can we help someone else if we don't get in no deeper than a Sunday night service? If we don't get in no deeper than a youth camp service or a fifth weekend service, what good are we doing to ourselves or anyone else? Our experience is about as shallow as it can be. If you're having to get saved every youth camp and get saved every camp meeting, your experience is a shallow experience. Get an experience in God that's going to dig you down deep. Get in the foundation. Get down deep in God and get anchored in Jesus Christ. Get in an experience in God that's going to anchor you in Jesus Christ. That won't let you, when the winds come by, when the waves blow by, when things come at you, that it will hold. You see, I think about sometimes with an anchor. You know, a lot of times your anchors have hooks on both sides of them. It comes down, and many of y'all see it, it's kind of a U-shape. And I think about those ships in the olden days when they'd drop them anchors. They'd be in them storms, and they'd drop anchor, trying to weather a storm, trying to get through it. They'd drop that anchor. I can see it as that anchor drops down, and it catches hold. There's a rock down there, and that anchor catches that rock, and it anchors in. That boat's not going nowhere. That storm can blow as hard as it can. That wind can go and just blow the sails right off of it, but that boat is going nowhere because that anchor's in the rock. It's hooked into the rock. It's down there. And if we get an experience in God and get hooked in the rock, there won't be nothing that can shake us. The very devils of hell can't blow us off of it. If we'll get an experience in God, that will anchor us down in the rock of Jesus Christ. We've got to have an experience of God. We've got to have, it's of utmost importance. If we don't have an experience in God, we have nothing. We don't have anything. How can we help ourselves? How can we help someone else? That's what the Lord called us to do. He said, go ye therefore and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He gives us the great commission. Oh, we are to be saved, and then after that we are to go out and tell others about this great gospel, this great blood of Jesus Christ that washed away our sins. But if we don't experience God, if we don't know how to get a hold of God, we are not equipped enough to go out there and tell them about it. We can't do it. If we get an experience in God, it'll change our lives forever. It'll change the lives around the lives that are around us forever. You see someone that gets saved, they really get good and saved. They really get an experience in God. And people around them notice a difference. People around them see something different about them. It affects your surroundings when you get an experience in God. When you truly get a hold of God, it will change things around you. It will take and it will affect the ones around you. It will affect your family. It will affect the people you work with, the people you go to school with. It will reach out and get them. It will also affect people down the road. You say, well, how is that? Really and truly, how did that happen? Well, still reading about people that had experiences in God in this book right here. This is slammed full of people who had an experience with God right here, and their lives are still affecting us today. We read about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and the Bible recalls them when they talk about God in the Old Testament. They say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Why did they call him this? Why did they say that he was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? The reason being is because they had an experience in God. They knew that this was a God that could help you, because these patriarchs had an experience in God. They knew how to get a hold of God. And so when that was the God they wanted, was the God that they knew how to get a hold of. The God that moved for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the same God that Israel wanted. That's why they called him that, because he moved for them. He moved for them, and that's because they had an experience in God. They knew how to get a hold of God, and they had an experience that went beyond anything of anybody at that time had ever witnessed, anybody had ever seen. How many people has actually ever sat down and talk with Jesus Christ? Abraham did. He was the first one you ever hear recorded of actually sitting down and having a conversation with Jesus Christ. When they come down and talk with Abraham, that he had an experience in God that went beyond the ordinary. And we still look at him today and say, what a great man of faith that was. What a great man Abraham was. That man had an experience with God that went beyond a Sunday service, that went beyond a youth camp. He really got grounded in God. He had an experience in God. Our testimonies will affect those around us. Our testimonies will affect those later on down the road. I can personally speak of that because I had an experience with that. I got saved what the Lord used to send conviction on my soul and to save me was the testimony of a Methodist preacher who died 100 years ago. You really think about it, how in the world can somebody, you be dead for a long time, and 100 years down the road, your testimony is so strong that it's still affecting people. Can you imagine that? Having a testimony that's so strong. Having the experience in God that's so great, knowing God, knowing how to get a hold of God in such a way that your experience is still touching people 100 years after you die. Ain't that the kind of experience you want? His testimony reached out and touched me. Here I was, a lost boy. Didn't know nothing hardly about God. Didn't want to know nothing about God. I didn't want nothing to do with him. I was trying to stay as far away from him as I can. Oh, but God used the testimony of a man who had been dead years. years and years and years, and it reached out and touched me, and God dealt with my heart, and He can do the same thing with you. He can do the same thing with you, elders and young people, all the people. He can do the same thing with every one of us. He can reach. He can use us. Our experience in God not only affects us, but it affects others. It affects those down the road. It will affect. We'll always be remembered for our experiences in God. Some are more remembered than others. Some people have disappeared into the sea of time. Some people are just lost. Their memory is nothing else no more because they didn't really have that big of an experience in God. They didn't really get a hold of God. They came to church. That was nice. That was good. They sat on a pew. That was good. They were singing in the choir. That's nice. But they never really got much deeper than that. Their experience in God didn't go much deeper than that. And they're lost in the sea of time. Nobody knows their names. Can anybody name me one 100 years ago that sat on a pew and didn't really do much of anything? He had an experience with God, yes. I'm not making light of that. But he come in, he sat through the service, and they pray in the altar, and they would get in the choir and sing, and they'd go home, and it wasn't much to it besides that. Anybody know their names of anybody 100 or 200 years ago that had an experience like that? But what about somebody like Charles Wesley who had such a great experience in God? Or somebody, some of the great preachers like George Whitefield? Or the man who wrote Amazing Grace, that guy. I can't remember his name. Anyways, John Newton. I was supposed to say Isaac Newton, but that's the gravity man. John Newton. No, people like this that had an experience in God. Tell me, we know their names. They died 200 years ago, but we know their names. You want me to tell you why? Because they had an experience in God that went beyond the ordinary. They wasn't willing to sit down in a regular church service and go on. John Newton was a slave trader. He was a low man, but God reached down in His great mercy and saved that man's soul, and he had an experience that changed lives. He wrote the song Amazing Grace, and it is still changing lives today. That man is reaching out 200 years and still touching souls. Why? Because he had an experience in God. And if God can do the same thing with us, it's not limited to them of old. It's not limited to them of the Bible. But God can take us and use us the exact same way. He can take each and every one of us and give us an experience in Him that will take and not only affect, it'll change our lives. And it'll take us and make us something we never dreamed. And it'll affect those around us. It will change the lives of those around us. And then it'll reach out years later down the road. People will still be talking about the experience that you had in God. People's lives will still be being touched by the experience you had in God. But if you just want to come in and sit on a pew, if you just want to come in and sing in the choir, I'm not thinking a lot of that, but just have just a nominal experience, just a regular old experience. Don't go much deeper than that. If you want to have that, that's whatever you want to do. If you want to have that, you'll be remembered a little while after you die, but eventually you'll just be forgotten. You'll just be forgotten into the sea of time. It's lost in oblivion. There will be nothing of you remembered. There'll be a gravestone. There'll be a few things left over of you. I'm sure there'll be a birth certificate, but not much more than that. Not much more. But wouldn't it be a lot better to know that our testimony was still reaching out through the lanes of time and touching souls? Wouldn't you want to be remembered more so for the experience you had in God than how many awards you could win? Than be remembered more so for the experience you had in God than how popular you could be amongst the boys or the girls? Well, really and truly, what's it worth? What's it, the experience in God is worth everything. It's worth it all to have an experience in God. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to have an experience in God. It's an awesome thing. It's a great thing. Oh, to have an experience in God that goes deeper than the ordinary. We can't afford to be ordinary Christians this day and hour. We can't afford to do it no more. The time of being ordinary is over with. It's through with. There's no time for that no more. We have got to learn how to stand. We have got to learn how to get a hold of God. We have got to have an experience in God that goes beyond everything else we've ever seen. We've got to have an experience in God that anchors our lives and our very soul in the foundation of Jesus Christ. We've got to have an experience in God that will change our lives. We've got to have an experience in God that will change those around us. We've got to have an experience in God that's greater than anything we've ever known. We've got to get a hold of God. We've got to learn how to get a hold of God. Not just in these altars. It's a wonderful thing to get a hold of God in these altars. I think this is one of the best places to get a hold of God. It is. I love getting a hold of God in the altars here in church. But we've got to learn how to get a hold of God on our own. We've got to learn how to get a hold of God when the music's over, when our friends have gone home, when the pastor's not there. We've got to know how to get a hold of God. When we're there by ourselves, you're in the middle of the woods, or you're in your room, or you're by yourself, you've got to know how to get a hold of God. We have got to have an experience in God that goes beyond the ordinary. We've got to have an experience in God that's greater than anything we have ever known. It's of utmost importance. Well, there's a world out there that's dying and going to hell. Right now as we speak, there's someone dying and entering into hell's gates. Oh, but we've got to reach them, y'all. We have got to reach this lost world. We have got to reach them. But if we don't have an experience in God, we can forget ever reaching them because we don't have nothing we can give them. If you don't have an experience in God, you can't offer them nothing. We can offer them all the hot dogs and hamburgers we want to give them. We can put on the biggest show. We can do all that, but they can go down to the movie theater, and they can go down to the Baptist church or the Methodist church or any other church they want to pick, and they can get the exact same thing most of the time. They can get the exact same thing. But if we've got an experience in God that goes beyond the ordinary, there's hardly no one else that can even mimic that. A hot dog can't do that good. A burger can't do that good. If we've got an experience in God that we can offer them, if they can really see something different about us, if they can see that we know how to get a hold of God, if they can see that the God actually changed us, they will say there's something different about them. And I want that. I want that. That's what it was in my life. I can tell you, I wasn't raised holiness, but I saw something different as a people that had an experience with God. They wasn't the average people. I said, I want what they've got. That's what I want. I want me an experience in God. It takes me beyond ordinary. And I praise God that I found it one day. I still seek experience in God. I still want a deeper experience in God. It goes beyond ordinary, but we have got to have it. There's a world that's going to hell, and if we don't get a hold of God, they're going to be more and more going to hell every day. And we know the Lord's put us, the Lord wants us to try to get as many as we can. I thought about many a time. I kind of thought I might have heard it somewhere. I don't know. But let's go to heaven and take as many of folks with us as we can. I thought about that many a time. I don't know if I made that up or somebody said that or where I heard that at. Maybe I just dreamed it up. I don't know. But I thought about that many a time. Well, let's go to heaven and take as many people with us as we can. But if we don't have an experience in God, we don't have nothing to offer them. If we can't tell you, you can say, well, I can say, well, Brother Gabbard, I can tell somebody, well, I can tell you, Brother Gabbard got saved and the Lord really changed him and really helped him. And that might be okay, but they don't know you. If they don't know you, it doesn't do them a bit of good. But if I can say, the Lord took me and changed me and took the cusser out of me and took the drinker out of me or took the smoker out of me or took the sin out of my life, took these things out of me, and that changes things. They know who I am. They see me standing here, especially if they know what you once was. Oh, if they can see a change in us. They'll know then. I can tell you, I've got an experience in God. If you can tell them what God has done for you, that changes everything then. If you can tell them what God has done in your life, it changes everything. Then, oh, because they actually see a product of God's grace. They see a product of salvation. Oh, to have an experience in God that goes beyond the ordinary. To have an experience in God that changes lives. What an experience it is. Oh, what a thrill it is to be able to get lost in the presence of God. To be able to get so caught up in God that you don't know where you're at. Let's get in here and get an experience in God in this meeting. I'm not just talking to the young people. I'm talking to everybody in this place tonight. We need an experience in God, young and old alike. It's high time that we get closer to God. We got to get a hold of God. It's going to be over soon, I believe. We've been hearing it said, this is the last days. We're needing a revival. The Lord's going to send a revival. And if we want to be a part of this revival, we've got to know how to pray through. We've got to know how to get a hold of God. We've got to have an experience in God that's going to count for something, that's going to change lives. If we want to be a part of this revival, we're going to have an experience in God that goes beyond the ordinary. We're going to have to get a hold of God. And know how to get a hold of God when everything's going bad, when there's no one else to pray with you, when you can't get a hold of nobody, when it's just depending on you. We've got to know how to get a hold of God. We've got to know how to shake the foundations of heaven. Oh, we can't just... We've got to have a personal relationship with them. We've got to have an experience in them, a life-changing experience, a soul-burning experience that burns with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We've got to have an experience in God. That's of the utmost importance. Oh, I thank the Lord tonight for the privilege of being in this meeting. We've got every opportunity, church, to have an experience in God right now, right here tonight. We can have an experience in God that goes beyond the ordinaries. If we if we'll just get in here and seek God, if we'll get in here and get a hold of God, the Lord will help us. He will come down and He will help us tonight. There's not a doubt in my mind. We'll believe on Him and He'll come down and give us an experience in Him that goes beyond ordinary. We have got to have an experience in God. You can't do it for yourself. I can't rely on someone to do it for me. I can't rely on the deacons on the deacon's testimony. I can't rely on his experience. I can't rely on my pastor's experience. I can't rely on those things. I'm not saying it's not that's good and it helps me, but I can't rely on that. I've got to have experience for my own self. I've got to do it for myself because no one else can do it for me. Grandma's sanctification can't save me. Granddaddy's holiness can't save me. That won't get you into heaven. We've got to have an experience for our own self. We've got to do it ourselves and get a hold of God and get an experience that goes beyond the ordinary. I appreciate the privilege tonight.